Chapter 3. The Duke of Buckingham read the letter from the Queen. Then he fetched the brooch for D'Artagnan. The Duke saw that part of the brooch was missing. He said, "Milady de Winter has stolen it." The Duke's jeweler repaired the brooch for D'Artagnan. The Duke wanted to stop Milady de Winter from reaching the Cardinal. He didn't let any ships leave England. D'Artagnan returned to France. He arrived in Paris the night before the ball. He didn't know what had happened to his friends. He found Constance. She took the brooch. The Queen wore the brooch at the ball. Milady de Winter delivered the piece of the brooch she cut to the Cardinal. The Cardinal approached the King and Queen and offered the Queen the missing part of the brooch. "What an odd gift! My brooch doesn't need more diamonds. How kind the Cardinal is to think of me," said the Queen. After the ball, the Queen sent for D'Artagnan. "Thank you for saving me," she said to D'Artagnan, and gave him a ring as a gift. D'Artagnan went home. There was a letter from Constance. It said, "Meet me tomorrow night at a house outside the city." He was very happy. D'Artagnan went to see Monsieur de Tréville to tell him what had happened. "You must be careful, and you must sell the ring. It's dangerous to be an enemy of the Cardinal," said Monsieur de Tréville.
"I'll be careful. But I can't sell the ring," said D'Artagnan.
The next night D'Artagnan went to meet Constance. He waited for an hour, but Constance didn't come. D'Artagnan was worried. He looked inside the house. There were signs of a struggle. He spoke to some of the villagers. "A group of men kidnapped a woman from that house," they said. D'Artagnan went back to Paris. He told Monsieur de Tréville what had happened.
"You have to leave Paris. It's the Cardinal. He knows what you did. Go and find your friends," said Monsieur de Tréville.
D'Artagnan found Porthos at the inn. He was alive, but he was wounded. "The man was an agent of the Cardinal. He was looking for you."
"I defeated him," Porthos said.
The innkeeper told D'Artagnan, "He lost the jewel." D'Artagnan left the inn to search for Aramis. Aramis was in a different inn. His arm was still painful, but he was alive. D'Artagnan left him and went back to look for Athos. Athos had barricaded himself in the basement of another inn. He refused to open the door. He had drunk most of the wine in the basement and eaten most of the food. D'Artagnan convinced Athos to leave the cellar. Athos wasn't wounded. He and D'Artagnan stayed at the inn and waited for word from Monsieur de Tréville. One night, when the two men were drinking, Athos told D'Artagnan a story. "There was a comte who lived not far from here. He married a young woman from a peasant family. He broke the social rules of marriage because he was in love. One day, he found the mark of the fleur-de-lis on her left shoulder. They put that mark on the worst criminals. The Comte was heartbroken. The woman didn't love him. She only wanted his power and his money. So I ordered my wife hanged for her crimes, Athos said. D'Artagnan didn't know what to say. The next day, the two men got a letter from Monsieur de Tréville. They read the letter. "We are at war with England. You must come back to collect your weapons." The two men collected Aramis and Porthos on their way back to Paris. The two men collected Aramis and Porthos on their way back to Paris. Porthos went to see his mistress. He told his friends that she was a duchess, but she was the wife of a banker. She gave Porthos money to buy weapons for war. D'Artagnan saw the woman from the carriage in Meaux. He thought, "This woman is affecting my life. She is beautiful and knows the well-dressed man. She may know what happened to Constance." The woman was standing with a man close to her. D'Artagnan approached her and saw she was arguing with the man in the street. "Sir, it is not polite to harass women in the street," D'Artagnan said. "Go away, boy. This is none of your business," the man replied. "I am one of the king's men. When a man harasses a woman, it is my duty to protect her," D'Artagnan said. "You will regret this. You don't know who this woman is," said the man. "And who are you, sir?" D'Artagnan asked. "I'm Lord de Winter. This woman is my sister-in-law, Milady de Winter," he said. "My name is D'Artagnan, and you should treat your sister-in-law with more respect," said D'Artagnan. "I will teach you about respect. A duel tomorrow. Don't be late," said Lord de Winter.